I want to make this a special tribute to a family that contradicts the concepts, heard the rules but wouldn't accept, and women folk raised me and I was full grown before I knew I came from a broken home. Since I lived with my grandma down south, where my uncle was leaving and my grandfather had just left for heaven, they said, and as every ologist would certainly note, I had no strong male figure, right? But Lily Scott was absolutely not your mail order, room service, typecast black grandmother. I was moved in with her, temporarily, just until things were patched, till this was patched, until that was patched, until I became at 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, the patch that held Lily Scott, who held me. And like them four, I became one more. And I loved her from the absolute marrow of my bones. And we was holding on. I come from a broken home. She had more than the five senses. She knew more than books could teach. And raised everyone she touched just a little bit higher. And all around her, there was a natural sense. As though she sensed what the stars say, what the birds say, what the wind and the clouds say. A sense of soul and self, that African sense. And she raised me like she raised four of her own. And I was hurt and scared and shocked when Lily Scott left suddenly one night. And they sent a limousine from heaven to take her to God, if there is one. So I knew she had gone. And I came from a broken home.
You are listening to The Teachings here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
And so my life has been guided, and all the love I needed was provided. And through my mother's sacrifices, I saw where her life went. To give more than birth to me, but life to me. And this ain't one of them cliches about black women being strong, because hell, if you're weak, you're gone. But life courage, determined to do more than just survive. And too many homes have a missing woman or man without the feeling of missing love. Maybe there are homes that are hurt, but there are no real lives that hurt will not reach, but not broken. Unless the homes of soldiers stationed overseas or lost in battles are broken. Unless the homes of firemen, policemen, construction workers, seamen, railroad men, truckers, pilots who lost their lives, but not what their lives stood for. Because men die, men lose, they are lost, and they leave. And so do women. I came from what they called a broken home, but if they ever really called at our house, they would have known how wrong they were. We were working on our lives and our homes, dealing with what we had, not what we didn't have. My life has been guided by women, but because of them, I am a man. God bless you, Mama, and thank you.
The teachers of the teachings are four single mothers who get together on a monthly basis, have some dinner, have some drinks, have some other substances, and discuss. And we record it. And we speak in English, we speak in French, we speak in Spanish, and we speak the truth, our truth.
Are you talking about condoms or...
Condoms. Yeah, this is how we start.
Like, really, condoms?
Condoms or DPG?
No.
When you say child protection...
Those are your options.
Or youth protection services.
Or youth protection services. Choose.
Very dark humor.
No, but that's your go-to. You're always like, well, you should have closed your legs. She always says that. She's like, you're complaining about child rearing or being a mother's heart. You should have closed those legs.
Like, you made your bed. I said it like one time.
Just like a... comical slap in the face, you know?
It's hard. It's hard when you're, like, flying in the airport because your daughter just, like, insulted the fuck out of you for an hour. She's like, well, should have closed your legs.
Nice.
Il y a des plans, il faut...
Dépanneur
park.
Mais c'était pas ça, les plans.
Mais qu'est-ce que c'est, les plans?
Mais je sais pas. Parce qu'à la fin, ils sont comme chacune de leur bord. L'autre qui monte sur la grue. L'autre qui dit, ouais, on s'en va au parc. L'autre qui dit, on va pas au parc. Puis...
OK, mais est-ce qu'on leur a dit à quelle heure ils
devaient revenir? Non, mais on a dit pas avant 4h30.
Bon.
Écoutez, il pleut.
En plus.
Fait que ça va être magnifique. Quand ils vont rentrer.
C'est bon, parce que
mais vont... Laura la tendra limpide.
C'est parfait. They're gonna be stuck at the end of the alley for 20 minutes trying to like wrangle everybody together. Yes.
You're gonna have the IRL experience in real life.
Yes, exactly.
No screen, just walking outside in the rain,
getting wet
with other kids, trying to figure shit out.
And then we're really hustling them on. We can be like, remember that time? Tried to get your friends to get going. Let's go.
Yes.
Life experiences. They want to play video games. They'll be back. You'll see. They'll be back.
Yes. Oh, yeah, exactly.
Especially if it's raining.
Me, I'm super fly. Super duper fly. Super duper fly. Me, I'm super fly. Super duper fly. Super duper fly. Me, I'm super fly. Super duper fly. Super duper fly. Me, I'm super fly.
It's my window.
When the rain hits my window, I take it me some me and Timberland. Ooh, we sang a dangle. We so tight that you get our styles tangled. Sway your do-si-do like you loco. Can we get thinking tonight like Coco? So-so, you wanna play with my yo-yo? I smoke my on the D-Lo.
It's my window. I can't stand her. It's my window. I can't stand her. It's my window.
Beep, beep. Who got the keys to the Jeep?
Who's scary?
Kids
are scary.
Are they?
Well,
yes.
You should have closed those lips.
I know.
It works every time.
I know.
That's how less special, like, when you're really discouraged.
So how are kids scary?
Thank you.
What makes you scary?
She said that.
I know, I'm looking at you. I'm just turning my head in a general direction.
I think kids are a walk in the park at night time.
Yes. Yeah, see, mine is scary.
You go out to the park when they're sleeping.
You know, kids are scary because they are so intelligent, because they are so resilient, and so it hits you when you see, like, the real resilience, like the real...
What do you mean?
Joie de vivre. Mais la résilience, ils ont de la résilience.
But that part scares you?
Yes. How can I not, you know, just fight for them to just do whatever you want? You're gonna be good. No, that's awful. No, you have to square things up, you know? Yeah, they have so much potential. Yes.
For me, it's like they're super perceptive and like sponges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very sensitive.
Exactly.
Yeah. And sometimes that part can be scary.
And
the sensitivity for me, that's one of them, you know. My son is like very sensitive, and sometimes I'm a little harsh, like I don't mean to be, but it comes out, and then I'm, you know, we were talking about that.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Come back and you're like, I'm sorry. I was too rough. Like, I'm sorry. That's not about you, you know, but you're like,
Have you guys had that conversation yet about how to say it's not about you?
Yeah?
It's like, not about you.
In your other conversations?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like you guys talked about this, no? Of, like, it's like getting upset, but then somehow clarifying, like, what is not theirs.
Like, I'm not mad at...
Yeah, no.
You actually did nothing wrong,
and this is like stuff that I'm having to like manage and currently not managing well. Did you guys talk about that yet?
No, we haven't talked about this.
Yeah, we're thinking about it, and I was like, it's kind of his fault sometimes.
Well, yeah, it is sometimes.
But sometimes it's not.
But sometimes it's not. Like, sometimes you're just off.
I know.
For whatever reason, or you're dealing with something, you're angry.
Yeah, I'm really trying to say that.
You're sick and tired of being poor and having to pay for everything yourself and having, like, you know, just shit life conditions. And your kid is tired and hungry and doesn't want to do what you wanted him to do, and you're just like, you know,
and
happens.
They never ever deserve to be yelled at.
Exactly.
No. Never. Nobody, actually.
Yeah. No.
Like, kids, nobody.
No.
Nobody, girls.
Okay.
Oh, they're back.
If they come back, do I yell at them? What do I do? What do I do? What's up?
So, I found this knife. That's...
Oh,
okay.
Goodness.
It's an exacto. Okay. That's
get the exacto.
Also, Mathieu, I just banished avec... just banished, like, Lenzo.
Qu'est-ce que ça veut dire? Il
est juste
allé
avec Lenzo. Je sais pas.
Et le chien.
Ça. Et le chien.
That's amazing.
Well, if he has a dog, they're fine.
Yeah, how is that?
I'm pretty
sure.
He's
gonna look after the dogs.
Yeah, he knows he has to bring him back. Yeah.
Okay. They wanted to go.
But we're glad you told us. Thank you.
Who's.
Thank you for bringing the knife.
Are you gonna go to the park?
No, we're going to the park.
Deb?
We're going to the Deb, then we're going to.
To where?
Contant.
What's Contant?
It's like the place where a bunch of, like, all
Contant?
The ATM?
No!
The happiness.
Oh, it's where they sell
the... It's the pawn shop.
The pawn shop!
Okay, that's fine.
We're gonna go to the pawn shop.
Have fun.
Okay, don't spend money.
It's better than the sports park.
I'm very afraid there might be something. Thomas must have something.
Say hi to the dudes at the pawn shop. They're gonna love having you all in there.
Thomas is gonna try to sell something. He has something. He may have, like, a coin
Old Navy
or
underwear.
Something. And he would be like, listen, let's talk about this.
So, kids.
Kids.
Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, conflict? I think so.
Resolving conflicts with their
kids?
That's another story. Oh. Yeah, about how scary they are.
Oh,
to start.
Nursing, and then we were talking about how
yes,
nobody
exactly.
deserves to be yelled at. Which is true.
Oh yeah, as well.
Actually, it's like you saying, like, kids are resilient and smart and that's why they're scary. It's like,
yes.
As if they're your opponents. Like, they're so smart, they're so resilient, you can't, like, get them down.
I can't win.
I'm back up.
Just can't win. I just can't win. But it's true, right? It's true.
They're taller than me by now.
I feel that way when I work at the school all the time, right?
Exactly.
Like, oh, they're clever. So I have always developed new tricks.
They don't give a shit.
Yeah.
They don't give a shit.
They do give a shit.
No.
They do
sometimes.
Give a shit.
Then they cry.
They
at night.
Always do.
Then at night they cuddle and they cry and they say.
They do,
like,
give a shit.
You know.
They do care. They do
yeah,
care.
Yeah, they do care.
But, you know, but I think the difference is. Es que no te quedas con. O sea, ellos dejan que las cosas pasan.
Yeah.
No quedan con esos rencores. ¿Sí me entiendes? Como con ese mal sabor. Y pa. No, no, it's a good thing.
What's going on over there?
No, she was explaining to me how the word...
Grudges. Like, the good
grudges.
Thing is that the kids don't hold grudges. It's oh. As the adults
yeah,
know,
yeah.
That hold
And
them.
I couldn't understand that word, so she was explaining
oh,
to me
yeah, yeah,
in
true.
Spanish
okay.
What that word means.
Yeah, they do sort of like...
Just let it go.
In the
but
past.
We get holed up in, like, these things. You know, it's like what just happened.
Yeah, like at what age
You know,
does
they
that
need
happen?
To take space... And especially boys.
Sorry.
But boys are easier in that way. Right?
I
like,
know.
You know, they don't... They just... You know,
yes.
They say their piece and they just kind of
they
move
on. It's true. It's
we
true.
Are like more...
Do you move on quick, like very
but
easily?
From a big emotion?
That's it. That's the question. Do you think what? You move on like very...
Do you hold grudges?
What does that mean?
Exactly.
Exactly.
It's difficult
exactly.
to understand.
Exactly.
I know. I understand. I don't know what does that mean, but
like, do you get mad at someone?
Do you forgive easily, or do you like?
And then once you calm down, you get mad at Salif, but once you calm down, you like love him again.
Yeah.
And you start fresh every time.
What about friends? If a friend does something like that, you really don't like.
Yeah, yeah. She, you like Claire. Something will do something. Yeah, and you'll
well,
be like, ouch, Claire. You have a little bit more wariness
because she's not ready. Because
she keeps doing stuff.
Mm. So you
yeah,
already don't trust her.
Yeah,
different.
Yeah. But,
this is a particular friend whose trust is hard. Like it's hard, a little bit, right? With her.
Yeah.
But in general, if you're like, And then afterwards, you're like, okay.
Is it true? There's so much joy, and I feel like I remember as a kid, there's so much joy and relief at coming back together. You can't afford grudges.
Exactly.
Because it's so painful that, like, that fight between friends, like, it hurts so much. Or with your parent, like, it's like, if you have a chance to come back together, it's like...
But I don't think you can put in the same level of, like, parents and friends. It's two different things. You know, like, friends...
Yeah. You know, but like, the real friends, like...
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. But parents, you have friends. Them every day. You know, they're not going to go anywhere. They're going to be there.
Oh, but when your parent is mad at you... It's terrifying.
But that was what we were talking with Monica outside, you know. But nowadays it's different to some degree. You know, you won't get upset to Killian. You get upset a little bit, and then you're gonna be fine. You know, like, he won't be scared for a while. You know, like, he's gonna be fine because you talk to him. It's a different relationship. So I don't think, like, you getting upset, it's going to be so scary as when your mother got upset with you or your dad got upset. They had less, you know, we were just talking about that.
Less risk.
Yeah. And it depends on the parent very much. That's true. You know, like, my mom was always getting mad about everything. So at some point you're just like,
ugh,
exactly.
Right? Whereas my dad would not get mad much, but when he did,
it was shit.
And then, you know, it meant something.
So I don't think... Going back to, you know, I don't think you can put on the same plate, you know, being upset with your parents, the hurt. And, you know, it's different relationships.
But I think that's kind of like what I'm saying is being like not good with someone, being in a fight with someone, it doesn't need to be very intense. It can just be like your friend at school. It's such a relief to let it go. With your parents too, because it's like, it could be like very traumatic with your parents, even if you know your parents going to come back, like, it's that state of being not good with someone, and then you get the chance to let it go and be good again. That's what we see kids. They're just like, great, let's forget everything that happened. Like, we're back into it. Thank God. Let's go. Like, they don't hold grudges because being holding grudges, like, sucks. And then being together and having fun is fun. So why would they hold... You know, it's like they're not going to hold grudges. Like, they just want to be good and have fun.
It depends also on the character of the kid.
It depends on the kid. Because Mateo, he have a lot of grudges.
Yeah, my son does too.
With everybody.
Yeah. But what is everybody?
And it can be their personality, or it could be learned because they have people like that in their life.
I don't know.
But just a lot, I feel like
for me, for his father, for his brother,
that's family. But, you know, it's about friends. You know, what we were saying is that, you know, kids, when they are together, it's easier to some degree because they don't have all these thoughts that we have as we get older, and they don't hold grudges.
Okay, I understand.
You know, because,
you
know, the time is so short that it's
you're
like, yes. And they're not in their heads as much, I don't think, yet. They will be, but now at 11, you know, they're just doing their thing. They're like finding that, you know, their fingers and they move, you know. There's so many changes.
Yes.
But you can see it, like, yes, like, oh, what is happening, right? Yes. So they can not have time to, you know.
Maybe grudges are part of, like, an accumulation of bitterness that just, like, layers over time, and at some point you're just always in that murk.
So
getting back to, it's like there's no getting back to something good and free because it just doesn't exist anymore. So that's what grudges are.
Yeah.
What do you think? I'm like, you're the expert.
Yeah, we have like a real live psychologist.
Our guest today. Psychologist.
She's having her hair braided right now.
Not legally
Oh, sorry, I don't know what you are. Sorry. Some kind
this
of...
is not a legal podcast. We just
want to totally illegal.
www.tamaka.ca. You know?
Not a legal hot sauce.
No.
Legal hot, very legal
hot sauce. Very legal hot sauce.
Yeah, I think there's all kinds of kids. They probably, I don't know, I feel like, you know, grudges. I think, yeah, it's a question of trust. Like, what people you, if you have friends that you have, you know, over time built, like, a strong foundation of trust and friendship, it's different from the kids that, or the relationships with kids that you don't know as well or that have not been as, like...
Yeah, I feel like it's an accumulation of experiences, positive or negative, regardless, over time, that, like, sets you up to either hold longer grudges or, like, let it slide.
Yeah.
And, like, I feel like there's for sure, like, a physiological component to that. Like, you just will notice that you have a grudge. It won't be, like,
yeah,
a decision.
Yeah, you have, like,
it'll
a defense.
Like, I'm just still mad.
You just have a defensiveness.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, you have a defensiveness, yeah, about that, like, person. Oh. Because somehow, they, you know.
Yeah.
It's so bad. Is a grudge, like, not forgiving?
Kind of. Yeah, I think so, right? It's kind of like, yeah, not being able to just be like, bygones be bygones, like, being like, that was that
thing. And not forgiving is justifiable.
Sometimes,
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yes.
It's okay, like.
Because grudge just makes it sound like, oh, you can't let it go, but sometimes.
Yeah, the word grudge has, like, a negative connotation, but doesn't have.
But it maybe,
maybe
it's perfectly
just,
legit.
Like, discernment.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Discernment's like the good word.
Word.
It's such a good word. Yeah. It lets you do what you need to do.
Liquid content may cause your faggots' frames to burst. It's same rhyme structure, flame your brain, I blame birth. The game switched to, made it retain a greater picture of lame dames that couldn't be felt with braille scripture. Even deaf kids are rocking earplugs. I'll rip you, then stick you with sticks I dipped in arsenic-filled jugs. Official, you bitches. I ignite under certain circumstances. Flip back and have your ass kicked by backup dancers. Cancer choker, the mad hatter, the Jabberwocky of rap. Been hibernating, contemplating, now I'm finally back. To throw chains, so hopscotch your ass back. My plea close like a thong hugging an ass crack. The verbs leave scab, brittle permanent scars. It's scratched deep like a cheap box of CDRs. Spread heat like I'm Gia's drawers, pleading a fourth in court like he's the boss. Then they'll carry you off. Fuck it, I'm more necessary than violence on the Amistad.
Oh my God.
She's wrong like eating bacon in Ramadan. I'll piss on your shoes and make you clean them with your mouth. Then I'll tell all your friends to send the pens to your house. Must be crazy, but speed knots in your lady. File a DNA test so it's not your baby.
Maybe we could be friends.
Nah, just pretend. I slip razors in your charm bracelet, slit your skin, bitch.
Fuck you, hold up. Fuck you,
wait, hold on.
Fuck you,
okay. Survival shooter with a crucial plan. Infatuated with music and loops, no scruples, man. Phraseologist, non-apologetic mutilator. Stays on a disc of fame and name so they can sue me later. Hater, yes. Decatur-esque ass, the fate opposer. Philanthropist, misanthropist, underground soldier. Banana clips, just start unloading in your supermarket. Screaming to your horse bleeding, finding out that you're the target. Monotony flow, contradictory word placing. Like bringing Satan to a baptism in a flooded basement. Jeans out to lunch, she ain't even punched in yet. You're a facsimile, I'm the original document. All shocking then, lights out, drop them in. Selections of varied, buried, improper things. I'm married to rap like J-Lo to scandals. Light up a room like J-Ho's birthday candles. I'm that bright, like Stephen Hawking's computer chair. Asked out a teacher on a Sadie Hawkins dare. Parallax view, see the future in my sleep. I'll battle rap you until your gullet starts to leak. Gnash your teeth, smash you, then bind your feet. Thrash holes in your dome, snatch your soul and retreat. Mad Max-ish, the pro's so dope, it's fantastic. Now fold up your dough before you get your ass kicked.
Fuck you,
progress use only. Baby Grand Records.
Wait, nah.
Fuck you,
okay.
Fuck you,
everybody.
Fuck you,
fuck,
hold up. Fuck you,
wait,
pen. Rush the door like a Russian whore. Mail order bitch sent to Dahmer's crib. It's an honor to split your arm. A blood drip like Pulp Fiction when bits of bones get on ya. Shit, I just talk jargon, disregard margins. Liquidate any enemies, rap incarnate. I'm cynical, criminal actions excite me. My mic cords an umbilical that radiates high beams. Humorous, filled with more flow than a cumulus cloud. Dentist mad, he said my words abuse my mouth. So I upchuck him, fuck him out. Chuckle loud, duck down, screaming fuck the crowd. Specialized stagger, mixed malt liquor with jaw cola. Start drinking when the cops start looking over their shoulder. Nastier than Central booking sandwiches, handle it tough. Cranky in the morning after smoking a cannabis stuff. Can't see it like orphan Annie's pupils in cartoons. Can't be it like trannies who pay for implanted wounds. Nope, that's not it. Close but no cigar. Dutch lit, but I'm passing it right past you, Paul. That's all, that's Gene, the definitive minister. The sarcastic wit boss, spitter competitor. The uncosmetic duck shit on your pedestal. The sanatorium release the most unforgettable. Molt off dirt, Molotov your face, and lock you in the box and watch you burn in a close space. Big face, get your shit taken and replaced with a ticking case that's strapped to your waist. You move too slow, sloth boost your movement. Your mind counts time like down south screw music. Who's it? The phoenix wings spread like the ox said. I'll knock you out a window, make you literally drop dead.
Fuck you, fuck,
hold up.
Are listening to The Teachings. This is CKUT 90.3 FM.
Okay, but like further to conflict resolution.
Mm-hmm.
Having to do it in between our kids regularly.
Mm.
When you feel like you don't know how to do it yourself.
Yeah.
That.
Yes.
That.
That's why I said.
Can I try something out on you guys?
Yes.
Yeah. That I have not actually succeeded
Let's
in doing.
Do it. Let's
okay.
Do it.
For myself.
Okay.
That's what I feel like I'm doing with my kids.
Yeah, of course.
Like I'm like, okay, let's try something.
Well, you're the guinea pigs. What else
are
you? What else
you're the guinea
pigs of my like adult journey.
Yes.
I'll take it out of the parenting zone because I have to do this all the time. At when I work at the school, right? I like go and do selfies to get on with the kids, and like there's conflicts all the time. People come up to me, Madame.
Yeah.
So I have to do something. Sometimes they're like that, and sometimes they're older, Madame. And
what
do
you feel like when they? What's the very first feeling you have when they come up to you? Like that sound of like, here it goes. They're going to tell me about a conflict.
No, I'm interested.
You are? Oh, I'm
not interested. No, because it's different. They're not my kids.
I'm like, again. I'm like, please, just make it.
But that's only because I'm only there. The magic is only there for a short period.
Okay. So you're like,
then it's not your
like,
kids.
This is
it's
my job.
Not my kids,
like,
and it's my job, but also I don't do it day in, day out. Like,
yeah,
if I was there every day and the kids were always going up to me about their conflicts, I'd be like, do I look like I care? Which I think I may have literally said at one point when I did too many shifts in a row. I think I was like,
yeah.
Look at my face. Read the room.
Yeah, like, just don't.
If you can get the other kids to shut up,
now.
I'll listen. Like, but so then when they do ask me to help them with the conflict, so this is what I've devised as a strategy. I'm like, okay. Show me who the culprit is. Like, who's the guy? Who's the person? Let's
go. Who's the guy? Show me the guy.
No, but it's all happening en français.
I have my dog.
So it's usually like,
super
okay,
deep.
C'est qui a fait? C'est où? C'est comment? Il a l'air de quoi? Ok, montre-le-moi. Right? So we go to the person.
Le dessin.
Fais-moi un dessin. That would be fun. I should have a sketch for us. Like, okay. Somebody's fault. Because, well, okay,
yes.
I'm coming to this,
yes.
Okay? Because I
yes.
go through a spiel, or
no,
we go
yes.
up to the person, and then I'm like, Andy, could you,
wait, Est-ce que c'est la
Est-ce que tu peux m'expliquer? Non, peux-tu m'expliquer ton point de vue? Qu'est-ce qui est arrivé? So I let them give their, you know, and people are, there's always people trying to figure out. Une personne à la fois. Une personne à la fois.
You're the one who's standing in the room, like,
you are the one.
Yeah. You're so funny.
Une personne à la fois. Ok, toi, tu parles. Ok, non, attends, c'est pas, elle a pas fini. You know, just do that. And somehow the process of like, where like each person gets to speak.
Oh my gosh.
It kind of, I think it's solved.
I'm like, dude, you're like,
everyone had a chance to say, and then sometimes it's like, okay. Faites la paix!
You know?
Or sometimes you have to tell one of them, like, excuse-toi, and then like, regarde-moi dans les yeux!
Mean it!
Yeah, I do! I'm like, c'est pas sincère! Encore!
Mais t'en as pas eu un qui dise comme. Ben, ouais?
Ouais,
mais pas comme ça, mais.
Oui!
Mais tu fais quoi? Tu dis, ok, je vais
y aller. Actually,
I told with that one, I don't know, like, it's rare, you know? But, like, I told you about that guy. Can you just, because someone, he had taken something away from a kid who was trying to help the kid that everyone picks on, and, like, but he had taken it away, and they had two, and so his thing was, like, when I said, pourquoi, pas droit d'en avoir deux. But I was like, okay, but, anyway, I decided, I'm the teacher.
I'm the boss.
I can have one. And he was just like, pas droit. And he just kept repeating that. Pas droit.
Yeah,
pas
justice.
Pas droit. Pas droit. And I was like, peux-tu le faire 100 fois, s'il te plaît? And so he just kept going. He just like, en anglais maintenant.
You're like filming. You're such a good humor. I'm so impressed.
What do you gonna do now? In Portuguese.
I don't know, but I'm talking, it's just improvisation because you're just like, we're here. There's a problem. I don't know.
You're like full-on performance,
but
it's amazing.
But my point is, obviously this is totally different from like parenting, because it's not a performance. Like, well, maybe it is. Maybe it is.
Yeah, because if it's not your children, you're not like, oh, I need you to turn out okay.
Yeah.
You're like, it's okay if you don't turn out okay. Yeah, I just have to deal with this moment.
Yeah, I have to deal with this moment and then you're gone.
But if it's your child, you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, it's totally a different
whole personality.
Emotionally, your investment, right? But maybe if you could disinvest for a moment.
Yeah, we should.
I don't know.
We should.
I say that.
Be somehow disinvest. No, it's impossible.
No, not detached.
Yeah. Or just, like, reconcile with the amount of control we actually have, which is not that much.
Yeah, it's true, though, right?
Yeah.
Like, we think every meaning, every word we say to them.
But also, we don't need to have as much control as we think we should, because their like, organism is, like, a magical thing that is gonna, like, do resilience and, like, repair and growth and all this stuff, and you don't actually have to. It's like most of it is like get out of the way, in my opinion.
Are you telling
in my humble
this?
Opinion?
Are you telling yourself?
Yeah, I tell myself it. It doesn't. Yeah, I don't hear or listen.
Because I feel like I'm like listen to yourself right now.
Like I have witnessed. That
no,
you
for sure.
No way.
I believe that.
Yeah.
I just don't feel it.
Yeah.
In my.
I mean, it's an age sensitive thing too,
yeah.
Right? How much do you need to be there and how much do you need to get out of the way?
But even being there and like getting, I'm like, even when they're small, the being there is still like much more support rather than like,
not controlling.
No, please don't think or say or do.
Not control, support.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's true, yeah.
Yeah, but that's why I guess I was saying like kids are scary. And it's because it is because sometimes they make you think a lot. And so
oh my gosh, exactly.
The idea that I have is once you hear the things, once you know that thing exists, you cannot just say and just go around.
No.
You need to confront it.
Yeah.
And every time I have like a big discussions with Mateo, it's like he goes deep. And deep, in my own personality and the things that I have to work myself as well.
Like he's super perceptive, like he knows you.
Like he flips it on you?
Not necessarily. I don't think he have that intelligence. No, no, I know, not that.
But he's just like, tell that he's experiencing something intensely. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
He's, and then you're like, I'm feeling it too.
Yes.
I'm feeling it.
Yes.
Overwhelming.
It is. And you have to find the source of why are you feeling the same thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And it feels like maybe you're both being like, is everything okay?
Yes.
And you're looking at each other and it's like, I'm not sure.
Exactly.
Like, who's going to figure it out? You or me?
No, we figure it out
together.
Most of the time together.
Yeah.
I guess.
That's good.
But yeah, I was talking to Paula, like, about that, and we were saying that, explain it, because for me I can explain it. I try, but I can't. I don't know why.
It's about, like, at least in Colombian and Mexican Spanish, it's this idea that when you're a mother, you have, like, this guilt associated to a lot of things. And then sometimes when there's things that are happening with your child, is this guilt of, like, oh, fuck, I'm doing exactly like what I said I wasn't gonna do because my mom, in my case,
yes,
my mom did me,
and
I'm fucking him up so badly, but you keep doing it in, like, real life, and you're like, oh, and then the guilt is so strong,
so
and you're
strong.
Like, oh, fuck, I promised me that I wouldn't do that, or I wouldn't say that, and here I am, blah, 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 all this guilt. So what I was telling Monica, like, but... That was that.
Yeah, that I was trying, like, just too hard to don't be that mother.
Yeah.
You know, and
I
just...
I feel like the guilt is the fuel that feeds back into the cycle that causes you to get to the place in the first place.
Exactly.
Like, I'm like, oh, this is the guilt that my mother felt that got her panties in a knot and made her a pain
in
my
butt.
Like, whatever she freaked out about, whatever, the dishes or the tidiness or the, like...
Are you picturing your grandma's panties in a knot right now?
Like, is that would you like to paint?
It's an image we need more paintings of, frankly.
Grandma panties in a knot.
Grandma panties in a knot. Thank you.
Par pure mélancolie, qu'entre toi et le diable j'ai choisi le plus confortable, mais tout cela n'est pas pourquoi je me sens coupable. Mon cher ami, je n'ai pas peur de dire que tu me fais peur avec ton espoir et ton grand sens de l'honneur. Tu me donnes envie de tout détruire, de t'arracher le beau sourire. Et même ça n'est pas pourquoi je me sens coupable, c'est ça le pire. Je me sens coupable parce que j'ai l'habitude. C'est la seule chose que je peux faire avec une certaine certitude. C'est rassurant de penser que je suis sûre de pas me tromper quand il s'agit de la question de ma grande culpabilité. J'ai triché, j'ai mis le plus pur de mes pensées sur le marché. J'ai envie de laisser tomber toute cette idée de vérité. Je garderai pour me guider plaisir et culpabilité. Je me sens coupable parce que j'ai l'habitude. C'est la seule chose que je peux faire avec une certaine certitude. C'est rassurant de penser que je tromper quand il s'agit de la question de ma grande culpabilité.
This is CKUT 90.3 FM. You're listening to The Teachings.
Close your legs.
So what's the guilt? What's the guilt about? I'm not sure. If you...
Yeah, you do. Every time that you're like, oh, I shouldn't have yelled at it. Oh, I lost my shit again. I don't know, that's not guilt.
It's just like conscience. You know, there's a difference, right? Like. When I'm too harsh with my kid, because my mom was very controlling and stuff, and I channel her all of a sudden, I'm like, you know, and I'm like, whoa. And then
that's why the guilt, because we blame our moms for everything. But there's a lot of mom blaming that we do to ourselves, too. But you're saying you don't. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Now I don't know what I'm saying. So, lost my train of thought there.
No, the thing, you were saying if it was guilty, really, or just...
Conscience. Yeah. Conscience, like, I think sometimes it's just...
Your conscience.
Yeah, well, whatever we're calling guilt right now, it's not negative. Sometimes it's good that you have this moment of like, oh, I did that, but I would have liked to have done it better.
For sure.
Therefore, I'm going to try to repair, and it's not like
bad
guilt. It's just like my own conscience. Yeah. You know.
But when it's like every night for 10 years, you go to bed going like, I got to stop getting mad for these stupid things. Mm. And then you get mad for these stupid things. Every night for 10 years. That's being a mother.
Yeah.
Every night being like, fuck.
Then it means that you're... Because I do own my anger, I think, at this point in my life, where sometimes when I get mad, I'm like, I'm good with it. I don't feel guilty. I don't go to bed feeling guilty that I yelled at my kid about something necessarily, except when I feel I went too far, you know? But are you feeling bad because... You don't.
Because I don't think they should get yelled at for anything. Like, I feel like it's like.
But, okay. What did just that can achieve? I take away the part where you're saying, like, you're yelling at? Is it about the yelling or is it about being angry? That's what I'm asking, actually.
No, it's like the, like.
Is it the expression of it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, I lost my shit. Like, so, I got to a place where I was just like.
Yeah.
Wasn't in control of, you know, I wasn't like strategic and intentional about how I was
reacting. Yeah. So
it happens every day. Like every night I go to bed, I'm like almost.
Yeah.
Almost
but every day. I think it's because like
hey, are you okay?
Who was that, Madame?
Yeah.
I was gonna say like I feel like
where they are?
Our lives are very hard. So like we're like it's like we're just like so often just so tired and overburdened with problems that like the small daily problem of your kid or your fucking dog that won't shut up, just say it like it is, you know, if you've got two kids and two dogs and three cats, like it's a lot. And then there's just like the economics of society and survival.
Yes.
So, like, we're going to sometimes get too angry. Because we are angry.
Yeah, because not at them. Is valid, but we're not angry at them.
Exactly. And that's the part that we hate ourselves for, right?
Yeah.
Yes,
but that's
of course.
The difference between, like, you know, like, we're conscious about it. You know, we're not bad parents because we're like, shit.
It's super clear. I feel like I always know how much of it has nothing to do with... the child's, like, I don't know, misbehavior.
Yeah.
How it's, like, mostly about my situation.
Yeah. that you're just
being
exhausted.
A mother in a society that doesn't support
motherhood.
Yeah, a single
parent,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's doing it
alone. And I'm like, oh,
alone.
There's that anger, that's that anger.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm like, there it is again. Oh, there it is again. Freezes. Oh, there it is again. I'm getting tired of it.
Yeah, yeah, I have it too, for sure.
Yeah.
Remember that day when I get like for the first two nights in my apartment alone after leaving his father, and we have like this moment, like we were like really, I was like really, how can I say that, like mad at everything, you know.
Yeah.
Everything was like awful and dark.
Yes.
And
yes.
I couldn't handle it anymore, so That night I was like scared about those like big feelings.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but they scared about me.
Yeah.
Actually. So I start crying. But that day I said like, it's over. I never gonna scream, I never gonna really get mad. I just gonna make things to be grounded with myself when it happens and try to find out what's happening, just accept that I don't know anything finally, you know, because I don't know how to take care of you. I don't know how to be a mother.
Yeah.
I don't know how to handle conflicts. I don't know how to cuss myself. I'm already a mess, you know, but you learn and I take it like all the time. I try not to scream or always talk.
Yeah, and it's working.
I think so, but it's hard though. It's a hard thing because you're trying to encourage your kid to think about it, to take responsibility about what's happening. Not just say, no, don't do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't ever talk like that. No.
Yeah.
because it doesn't really work. But just accept that sometimes we have the right to be a 7.5 instead of a 10. And you assume what you did, what's your fault, you focus on that, you get in and you said, I'm sorry because I said this and I said that. Because unless you do it, you're gonna keep that rocks in your heart, and when you're gonna be my age, it's gonna be so bad that you don't wanna ever think about it, and it's so heavy on the spirit, you have to just let it go.
Yeah.
You know, you give what you can, and you let it go, and you go to another area, you know, and at the end, it was just, he was scared about how they will look at him after all. You know, all becomes from a scary moment that he gets. And once he get the support that no, it's not gonna happen, I'm gonna be there. And if you don't feel comfortable, we're gonna leave. But you have to go through, because strong people, that's what we do. And look at him now. But it works, yes, it works. But it's hard.
Yeah.
On us, like mothers,
you
know? Yeah. Because we accept that there's a lot of things that we cannot do, and we cannot keep them from living, you know?
Yeah.
And you just absorb it and try to change it in another thing, but it's hard on us. All the responsibility, you know?
Yeah. Je peux pas aller chez le boomer parce que j'ai peur du ciel. Je peux pas aller chez le psy parce que je suis un mec de test. J'ai plein de principes stupides que je dois respecter. Quand on me demande pourquoi, je réponds parce que c'est comme ça au quartier. Un peu innocent, un peu coupable, chaque contrôle de police me rapproche de mon fuite avec Tupac. Dans mes rêves y'a des démons et des crop circles, c'est sûr que je ferai rien, je reste de marbre comme les cercueils. J'aimerais dire que je suis à toi, que je t'aime et tout sera j'dit. Mais toute l'Afrique c'est qu'aucun homme n'est fidèle toute la vie. Je deviens fou, je vois des gens heureux partout. Soit l'amour c'est pas pour moi, soit je suis pas fait pour l'amour. Je viens d'un continent et d'un pays qui saigne. Quand la violence résout pas les problèmes, c'est la sorcellerie qu'il fait, on est la moyenne de nos scrabs, on attire ce qui nous est commun. Si t'es entouré de fils de pute, c'est que toi aussi t'en es un. Avant je voulais changer, maintenant j'accepte ce que je suis. Je fais des tableaux pour tuer le temps comme si j'étais Salvador Dali. Je me suis perdu moi-même, c'est incontestable. Je suis camerounais, un nom de famille du bled et un prénom d'esclave. J'ai le mal des souvenirs, le mal des pensées. Je pense à toutes ces fautes, tout cet argent mal dépensé. Avant je croyais que je priais, puis j'ai grandi et j'ai compris que tout ce que je fais c'est réciter des phrases que j'ai appris par cœur. Mon style est bipolaire, mon stylo bipleur. J'ai l'âge de la raison, j'ai envie de respect, j'ai plus envie de plaire. À notre âge, le trajet est encore long et je manque comme un keuf quand je dis que je me sens outrage, c'est trash. Même un cœur cassé peut donner l'amour comme une horloge cassée donne la bonne heure. Deux fois par jour, je suis tombé du camion ou du navire. On se facilite la mort quand on se complique la vie. Mais le bonheur est dans les choses simples, le moral est dans les choses faites. Et je ferme les yeux et j'observe avec mes oreilles. J'ai besoin de me confier, mais pour l'admettre, je suis bien trop fier. Depuis combien de temps on fuit? Depuis combien de temps on court? Depuis combien de temps on ment? Combien de temps on souffre, la tête dans les nuages. Je vois les étoiles m'apaiser sur le toit de l'immeuble. Toi et moi quand c'est dans une toile d'araignée. On fait ce que les grandes personnes font quand elles sont toutes nues. En oubliant que la plupart des enfants ne sont pas voulus. Peut-être qu'il aura tes yeux, peut-être qu'il aura ma tête, qu'il aura ma voix, qu'il aura ton nez. Mais on ne le saura jamais, parce qu'on va le renvoyer au ciel. Il navigue sans visa, c'est ironique. Mais y'a rien de familial au planning familial. Si peu de vérité et tellement de mensonges. Là je chuchote parce que j'ai peur que Dieu m'entende. Je parle plus de Dieu que je parle à Dieu. Je suis venu tout seul, mais on repart à deux. Je suis tellement rancunier. Je suis tellement rancunier. J'ai pardonné ceux qui m'ont fait du mal. Quand j'ai vu que ceux à qui j'ai fait du mal me pardonnaient. Je pars au bon char, sur mon char, je pleure du chardonnay. Arrête ton char. J'ai peur du jugement dernier. Mais je vis ma vie, me reparle plus jamais comme si j'étais encore le dinos d'Imani. Des corps inanimés, l'humain n'a pas d'humanité. Même Dieu ne fait pas l'unanimité. Les narines épatées. Je fais peur à la souffrance, pourtant je suis le gentil du quartier. Laisser la porte ouverte, c'est encore pire que de la claquer. Mais le bonheur est dans les choses simples. Le bonheur est dans les choses simples. Tous les jours je pêche et je m'enfonce vers le bas. Je crois en Dieu, mais je sais pas si lui il croit encore en moi. Je dis lui, mais si ça se trouve c'est une femme. Si ça se trouve c'est une vague. Si ça se trouve c'est une âme. Tant de choses à dire, mais je sais pas à qui les dire. Parfois j'aimerais partir, mais c'est interdit de fuir. Je me demande qui c'est qui fait les lois. Je me rappelle, c'est ceux qui les respectent pas. Mais je me rappelle des commotions, comme moyen de locomotion. Plus je vieillis, plus j'ai du mal à contrôler mes émotions. La vie me fait peur comme un désert qui gueule. Comme un décès, comme un désert qui gueule. On me donnait beaucoup moins, mais on me promettait plus. Donc je suis revenu pour cracher le feu comme si j'étais Prométhéus. Je pense à ce qu'on était quand je regarde. regarde les étoiles. Le bonheur ne vient pas à toi, le bonheur vient de toi. Ralentis un peu, tu roules beaucoup trop vite. Je me rappelle de quand je priais pour tout ce que j'ai aujourd'hui. Chose simple, le bonheur est dans les choses simples. Ouais. Pourquoi je me perds, pourquoi je m'enfonce, ce que font les petits esprits quand les grands se rencontrent. Chose simple, le bonheur est dans les choses simples. Je terminerai mal, j'arrête de prier, car si Dieu me donnait ce que je voulais, je m'en servirais mal. Chose simple.